Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
808! Here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer!
My voice is annoying. Now you can just say it.
That's fine. Yes! Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Lug evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call for a Big Lugowski, a five-hour after hours, which is now more like a four-hour after hours. The first hour in the books. We got some breaking news during the show. Max Fried will make his return to the Yankees tomorrow in game two of the doubleheader. He will be limited to 60 to 66 pitches. So basically, instead of having another rehab assignment and a rehab start for Max Fried and then making his season return next week against the White Sox, Fried will just bypass that and start tomorrow, but be limited to 60 to 66 pitches with Cole on the mound as well tomorrow in the first game. So what you're looking for from Cole, obviously, is length. You're looking for what he did against the Dodgers, and what he's done a couple times this year is for Gerrit Cole to get into the seventh inning, because you know Max Fried is not going to give you a lot of length with only 60-something pitches. And if he's ineffective out of the gate, 60 pitches could be four innings, maybe even less if he's really not effective, which would be understandable considering the fact that he's been out for months. But it is good news. It's great news. You're getting Max Fried back in the rotation, and now the Yankees can go forward with their three studs, their three aces, Cam Schlittler, Max Fried, and Gerrit Cole, which gives the Yankees a huge advantage in any postseason matchup they will see, certainly in the American League. And that includes the surging Red Sox, who are off tonight because, much like the Yankees, bad weather, postponement. So Boston can't build on its 14-game winning streak. And it's just been such an unbelievable story for the Red Sox. And it kind of began with sweeping the Yankees in that four-game set. It woke the Red Sox up, and they haven't looked back since, including staying hot during the All-Star break, meaning the time off didn't cool them down. Boston came out right out of the gate, swept the Rays in a doubleheader, and they've won every single game here in the quote-unquote second half of the season. We'll get into John Harbaugh and what he had to say about Cam Scataboo's backflip that wasn't, I suppose, meaning Cam Scataboo's failed attempt at a backflip at Fanatics Fest. We'll touch on the Mets coming up. Obviously, all the trade deadline stuff that's out there 2 weeks away, August 3rd. That is the deadline. According to a report last week out of SNY, Chelsea Janes, the Mets are open for business. So we'll discuss a lot of that in the show tonight, plus an Ask Tommy Anything that's coming up in about 50 minutes or so. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mike. He joins us on the Fan. It's After Hours. What's up, Mike?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, Mike, you know what? I got to be fair. You're right. You're right. Fair is fair. If I'm going to be hard on him, I got to be... You're right. I appreciate the call, bro. I appreciate the call. Mike's right. And if you couldn't hear our scintillating conversation, Paul Rosenberg, and I won't say anything bad here, Paul Rosenberg accurately predicted the weather for today. Yesterday, I was very much a curious bystander wanting to know what was going on because it affected my life. It affected my shift. So I wanted to know what was going on with the weather. Would we have a rainout? Would we have a delay? I wanted to know when After Hours, when all likelihood, was going to take place so I could prepare. And Paulie said the game will be canceled and it'll likely get canceled around 2-3 o'clock. Well, 2 o'clock rolled around today and the game was canceled, the Yankee game. So attaboy. Attaboy. You got that one right. Attaboy. You delivered. The weather was terrible tonight. The game was canceled. Perfect timing. 2 o'clock. We didn't have to scramble around here. Everybody knew what they were doing. And here we are with a five-hour Big Lugowski, which is I love these open nights. So I was going to have one tomorrow. So really, you're just shuffling the chair, so to speak. But still, nobody wants rain delays and all that stuff. It's just a pain in the ass for everybody. Everybody involved with rain. Nobody, like, back in the day when it was a rain delay here and we were producing, we had to run down the hallway to get Summers. And what happened now? What were you saying here? I was just about to go to Whole Foods. Are you saying I can't, I can't leave? Is that what you're saying? Well, we could always ask Chernoff. Oh, no, don't call Mark. I don't want to call him either.
Well, it was like having sex.
Is there any chance that Sweeney Murdy can come on from the stadium and do with the rain delay with the theater or anything? I've written the monologue, the Met game is on, and I can't, I've got to be on the air. It's like, all right, Steve, we'll put the score on, the TV on, and the scorer there for you, and everything you'll need to know. And Steve would always ask this question. When is the rain delay going to be over? I don't know. What the hell do I know? Nobody knows. with time, will the rain delay be ending?
Steve, I don't know. But from where I'm sitting, I'm hoping very soon. let's get you back off the air here, fella. But yeah,
I'm going to with the Whole Foods.
So Paulie knows this. He's not interjecting now because he's in the Steve Summers brand in the business here. But he understands. When the rain delay theater around here was just basically you'd want to be anywhere but this radio station when we had a rain delay.
Rain delay theater and All-Star Week.
See, I think that's... I just did All-Star Week for the first time as a radio host. Now, I do all the dog and pony goofy stuff. But I thought it was fun. I had a great time doing it. I really did. I'd rather do the 7 to midnights. I'm energized. I'm ready to rock. Like, I don't mind doing the goofy stuff. Now, I didn't have my guys. Were you with me last week? Yeah, maybe for one show. I miss Connor Green. If you've seen Connor Green and you know where he is, tell him Positive Tommy misses him. He's a big part of this show. And he's a producer of the show, I think. And I haven't worked with him in a month. He adds so much to the show. Where Rosenberg, now I complimented him 5 minutes ago, where Rosenberg takes away from the show, Connor adds to the show with drops. We have a similar sense of humor. The audience that I meet, they love Connor, and yet I don't know where Connor is. And quite frankly, I'm trying to think of another radio show around here where their main producer doesn't work on their show for a month. And I'm not sure why I don't get my main producers, but other shows do. I don't understand that one, but that seems to be what's going on. So hopefully I see Connor soon because he adds to the show and the audience likes when he's here. So I don't like to disappoint the audience. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Josh in the Bronx. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Loogie.
Hey, what's up?
Good Loogie evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
That show was One Day at a Time with Mackenzie Phillips and Valerie Bertinelli.
One Day at a Time. I've got to be honest with you, Josh. I've never heard of that show. It was in the 80s.
Oh, wow. That was, I think, in the 90s.
Okay. I'm looking
at that. Yeah. Oh, and my point is on the American League Central Division against the Yankees.
Yep.
What do you think? Do you think the Central Division, because the last time they played Detroit and Minnesota, you know, it was like, forget about it. And I just want to hear your opinion on that.
Well, Josh, as you know, being a big-time Yankee fan that you are, the Central has been a doormat for the Yankees for many years, especially in October. But Detroit is not one of those teams. In fact, the Yankees, to my knowledge, have never beaten Detroit in October. They've had their struggles against them for sure. And Detroit is very dangerous with Skubal, with Valdez. But Detroit has not exactly had the greatest of seasons. Part of that is Skubal was out. And right now, they, being Detroit, meaning Detroit, are 7 games out of the loss column, or 7 games back in the loss column, to the White Sox. If it's Chicago, if it's Cleveland, if it's Minnesota, I don't think any of these teams really pose a threat to the Yankees in October. I don't care about being a prisoner of the moment or what just happened in the last couple series, especially when it comes to the Twins. We all know that. The White Sox, the Guardians, and the Twins can combine into one super team, and the Yankees would sweep them. It's the teams in the East that you got to worry about, the Rays and the Red Sox. You don't have to worry about the Rangers. I think ultimately Seattle is going to win the division. They're currently sleepless in Seattle, but I think ultimately Seattle will win the division. They're in first place right now by a half a game. Seattle is. But I don't fear them. I think they're a loser franchise, with all due respect. I mean, they are. And the Yankees have always sort of matched up well. Let's just take this year. I think the Yankees have shown that they can match up well against them. And I feel like with Seattle, with their just that burden of never having even been to a World Series, that's just too much on their plate, combined with the fact that they'd have to beat the mighty Yankees. I don't see it happening. Be a great story if they did. Not for Yankee fans, but I'm just saying in general, if we could sort of take it from a viewpoint, not where we're thinking about it as a Yankee fan, a baseball story. But the East is where it's troublesome. Tampa, Boston, certainly. You know, Aaron Boone against these East teams, American League East teams in October, he hasn't been the most successful. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. By the way, earlier in the show, we were talking about TGIF, the Friday night, you know, on, what was it, ABC? With all the shows when I was growing up, and Family Matters, and Full House, and Perfect Strangers, and Boy Meets World, and Step by Step, and I brought up Dinosaurs, and I had said that there, because it wasn't on that many seasons, I said there wasn't really a series finale, much like Married with Children. There was really no end to the show, from my recollection. Apparently I'm wrong, because social media is telling me, spoiler alert here, by the way. I mean, the show's been out for a million years. If you haven't seen the end of it, what do you want me to tell you?
Not the mama.
Shut up!
Not the mama.
You shut up, because I'll tell you right now, you know, middle-class dinosaurs. They were working-class dinosaurs. After a hard day's work, his boss was a jerk. This is the main character, the dad dinosaur. He comes home with a lunch pail. Wife has been nagging him all week. He's got 3, I think, bratty kids that he's probably paying for their dinosaur college. He's got all these things he's got to do. And all he wants to come home and eat, probably. Relax on the couch. And he's got this snot-nosed brat kid. Not the mama. You shut up. I'm busting my hump and my tail, literally, because I'm a dinosaur. I have a tail to make ends meet for this family. I don't know when a meteor's coming and it's going to wipe us out. That could happen any day now. And I got you telling me I'm not the mama. Anywho, apparently there was a finale to Dinosaurs. This is according to social media. The end of Dinosaurs, the TV show, was they died from the ice age that the dad caused? Excuse me? Wasn't this a kid's show? There was an ice age that the dad caused that wiped out the dinosaurs in the TV show? Bro, is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me, bro? These dinosaurs were wiped out, bro? Is that what you're telling me? What are we doing? You're telling me right now that's what happened? But is that what happened? The dinosaurs were wiped out? I don't mean to laugh. I mean, it's a TV show. But it was a kid's show? I do not remember that at all. I do not remember that that's the way that show ended. In fact, that's the way it ended.
So I'm YouTubed it now, and it does end with a whole bunch of snow surrounding the house and the father dinosaur looking out, knowing what's coming.
And he created the ice age? This father?
I haven't gotten that deep into that rabbit hole, but clearly there was snow and ice on the house that they live in.
Why couldn't they just move to Florida like the rest of us and play Keno and
Because it
bocce
was
160 ball.
Million years ago, Tommy. There was no Florida. It was still Pangea.
That's where they were. Well, why couldn't they go to the Florida version of Pangea?
Because
or the Pangea version of Florida.
They didn't know how to move, Tommy.
What do you mean they didn't know how to move? They were talking! It's a TV show! It's not real life. They were literally speaking. They spoke English. This isn't the actual dinosaurs. It's not Jurassic Park.
Well, those weren't real either.
Right, but they were more like dinosaurs. The dinosaurs in Jurassic Park were more similar to the dinosaurs that roamed the earth. By the way, Land Before Time, great. That's another one that warms the cockles of my heart. The Land Before Time. Great, great. I think it was a cartoon. But I'm wondering if it was a TV series or was it actually in the theaters? That part I don't remember, but Land Before Time was a good... Fern Gully, another good one. I don't think that was dinosaurs, though. I don't remember who was in that one, but Fern Gully, Land Before Time. Anywho, the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park were closer to the dinosaurs that roamed the Earth a billion years ago than the dinosaurs in the TV show Dinosaurs. I mean, the father dinosaur worked in like a steel mill. He wore a plaid shirt. They couldn't move to Florida or somewhere, wherever there was to move, meaning the dinosaurs just couldn't have a happy ending? You're telling me that the Ice Age took them out? Not the mama. Shut up. What a pain in the ass brat kid. Can you imagine? You probably can if you're a parent. I've joked about this all the time, and I say this jokingly. I'm not trying to offend anybody when I say this, but because I'm not a parent, so I'm obviously speaking about it as a non-parent. But I feel like you're a parent. You spend all your time, money, you worry about your kids, you worry about them when they're little, you don't want to drop them, you don't want to break them, you worry about them when they start driving, you worried about their safety, you worry about them, you spend all this money, you do all of that stuff so that when they grow up, they don't want to talk to you anymore. How come the kids don't call? You only call your parents when you need them. You move them across the street. Why? So that they could be babysitters. Gee, that's nice. They only raised you. Now they got to raise your kids? I mean, get lost. And then you do all of that. So that you get what? A 3-minute dance at a wedding that you paid for? That's parenthood? I say that jokingly, by the way. This is the satirical part of the show, so don't be offended by that. But that's what it feels like. You think parents, they spend their entire life raising you? You think the last thing they want to do is raise your kids too? I know. Childcare, I get it. Everyone works now. I totally understand all that. You can go the route of Tommy, what I've done in Roseburg's done. We don't have kids. Not that we're together, but I'm saying if separately, we don't have kids. Probably because we are kids. Now I have a cat, but that's not the same thing. But it is work. It's more work than I thought. But my cat is very dog-like. Very dog-like. He's just very needy. Extremely needy. Where was I? Oh, yes. So apparently that was the ending of Dinosaurs. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad ending, but I mean, for a kid's show, that's a lot. Now, I guess it's ambiguous, it's vague. You know, it's possible that as a little kid, you ask your parents, what happened to the dinosaurs? And you could say, well, they went sleigh riding. They went tobogganing with the snow. Because according to Rosenberg, you don't actually see anything. He just looks out the window and that's the end of the series. So it's ambiguous. I mean, if you know, you know. But as a little kid, and I was, what was I? TGIF. I mean, I was like 8 years old, something like that, maybe even younger. If I were to have seen that episode, I would have absolutely no idea what the reference was. 888-808-1019. Is the phone number to call. So Earlier we were talking about, we've been all over the map tonight. Earlier we were talking about pretzels and Aunt Annie's pretzels. And I keep calling them Aunt Annie's pretzels. Rosenberg, what do you call it? What's your pronunciation?
Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's. And I question your pronunciation there. And I called it what? Aunt Annie's?
Yes.
Okay. We have somebody on the line now that is going to break the tie, and he's going to let us, he's an arbitrator. He's going to let us know who is correct in their pronunciation. James joins us from East Northport. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Loogie. Big fan. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
So I think both of you are going to make an appearance on Idiots with Idioms this week. The correct pronunciation is Auntie Anne.
So we're both wrong.
You are both wrong.
Auntie Anne's. So I said Aunt Annie's. Rosenberg said Auntie Anne's, but it's actually, give it to me one more time.
It's Auntie Anne's. I think Rosenberg gets the tiebreaker because he was closer, but.
Wow. That's only horseshoes and hand grenades. Neither one of us was accurate.
I appreciate that, Big Jim. Thank you, sir.
No, you don't butter him up. You were wrong. I was wrong. You were less wrong. That's basically what he's saying. So it's not Aunt Annie's. It's not Auntie Anne's. It's Auntie Anne's pretzels. All right. Well, here's the bottom line. Nobody won that. We all, hopefully the audience won, and they thought it was entertaining and funny. But now I go original, and I go cinnamon sugar. But I wasn't aware that there was a jalapeno flavored. I'm a huge jalapeno guy. I like jalapeno chips. I like jalapenos on their own. I'm a very spicy food type of guy. I have never tried the jalapeno pretzel from Aunt Annie's. But original, definitely. The butter, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the cinnamon sugar, which is just, like I said, you got to get it away from me. That's how much I like it. Like cinnamon on a pretzel, unbelievable. The other night, Rosenberg, this is right up your alley, I had the ice cream. What's the vanilla ice cream with the peanut butter in it? What do they call that? Vanilla?
Peanut butter swirl?
No. Vanilla, it's got vanilla in it. The word vanilla's in it. Vanilla, like, tropes or something? No, not that. Vanilla.
I don't know, because I don't eat peanut butter when
What do you mean you don't
cream?
Eat peanut butter when it's an ice cream? Why wouldn't you eat peanut butter when it's an ice cream? Peanut butter's
like
delicious.
I don't like the combo. I also don't eat peanut butter and chocolate together.
Well, you're an idiot, because that's the greatest combination in the history of combinations. You don't eat peanut butter and chocolate?
No, not typically.
No, and you don't put peanut butter in ice cream?
No.
It was delicious. It was
No, peanut butter's not meant to be an ice cream.
So I had peanut butter with the vanilla, because it came that way, and then I had M&M's and chocolate syrup. I had like a chocolate overload on that one. I probably flew too close to the sun on Wings of Pastrami on that one, because by the end, I was like, all right, this is a little bit too much. But it was only one scoop. But it was like one scoop and like maybe half a scoop, so like a scoop and a quarter. But yeah, it was, look it up for me. It was vanilla, when vanilla and the peanut butter were like the Reese's.
What brand?
What do you mean, what brand?
What brand of
the
ice cream?
The ice cream place. What do you mean, the what brand?
What ice cream place?
Doesn't matter. None of your business.
Did you go to Eddie's?
No, I'm not going. No! I don't think it matters what brand it is. First of all, every ice cream place has the same flavors. It's not like they're unique to the place that they're at. They might put a little name on it that's fancy, but it's all the same stuff. It's birthday cake. It's cotton candy. I'm going with the more extreme ones. Obviously, vanilla chocolate. I don't like, although I do like the blueberry-ish one, the purple one. My wife keeps getting that. That's very good. But otherwise, I'm very basic. I'm very BB. Vanilla with some rainbow sprinkles. And I don't call, what is this stupid word people call sprinkles that aren't sprinkles? What word do they use?
Jimmy's.
Yeah, that's, come on, please. Stop it. Reevaluate your life if you call them that. It's sprinkles. That one I'm confident on, but the auntie, now I have to like train myself.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
To say it, the Auntie Anne's pretzels, I will admit, now looking at the spelling of it, all these years going to malls, and malls are kind of like a dying breed, which sucks. When I was younger, malls were the stuff. I got to watch my language here a little bit. Sometimes I forget them on the radio. They were the best. Like when you were younger, you go to the movies, you'd go to a food court. There was nothing like a good food court, but I loved the mall. But Aunt Annie's is like a fixture at the malls. But malls, I feel like, are just not around like they used to be. Because obviously everybody shops online, and I'm guilty of that. I know there still are malls. I'm not suggesting there aren't. But I feel as though they're perhaps not as popular as they used to be because of the ability to shop online, which is a shame because you didn't just go to the mall for the shopping. You went to, as a young single dude, like I'm talking about like high school, you'd go hoping there would be some girls there you could meet. Go to the movies, like I said, go to the food court. And I know that doesn't sound that exciting, but when you're 15, 16 years old, it's exciting. And I feel like that, what are you going to go hang out? When you're younger now, you're going to go hang out and go on Amazon Prime? If there's no mall to go to? 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Of course, the trade deadline is approaching. It is about 2 weeks away. We've got into the Yankees with the deadline. As far as Zach Neto, I would not go near him. Strikes out too much. Shortstop from the Angels. Shea Langeliers, I do like a lot. I think that's one of those moves. If you're the Yankees, you push all your chips into the middle because he's a power-hitting catcher, and the Yankees need that in their lineup. I would like to avoid the high strikeouts if I can. Langeliers right around 90-something, which is high. He only had 100 or so last year, like 103, I want to say. But he's hit the ball over the fence over 100 times in the last 3.5 years, Shea Langeliers. He's one of the best power-hitting catchers in the sport. And I think that would be a big addition for the Yankees. One of those swing for the fences. You don't need in the starting rotation. You're getting Max Fried back tomorrow. He will pitch game two, Fried, 60 or so pitches on a pitch count. I am operating like Judge is coming back. This, you know, I know Aaron Boone went on talking Yanks, the John Boy podcast today, and gave a very, what I think, vague answer. I mean, this is Aaron Boone on Stanton returning. Quote, actually, he's doing pretty well. Should be back in a, quote, reasonable amount of time. Whatever that means. I am still operating as a outsider here, saying that Stanton, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know when he's going to be back. I imagine that, or I'm predicting that Judge will be back before Stanton. Is my lip hitting the microphone there, Rosenberg? I feel like I'm hearing something. It might just be my lip hitting it. Like when I do this. Do you hear that? As in, is that something you
well,
hear?
Well, yeah, but that you're doing that on purpose.
No, but I was literally talking there and kind of doing it like that. Did you hear that?
No.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
What about that?
I did hear that.
And that? Okay, what about when I'm talking and I do it? Do you hear it as much? You don't hear it as much? I was hearing it. You know what it is? I remember before when I told you my headphones, I sometimes can plug them all the way in. I don't hear as much, but when I sort of take them out a little bit, like, let me just move on because I was going to describe something there. And it was just, my brain was going to go somewhere and it's a rabbit hole that I'll never get out of. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Andrew joins us from Belmar. He wants to talk about the trade deadline. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, Tommy, you're the best. I love when you're on the radio.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm a Yankee fan, but I actually like the Mets also because my dad was a Met fan.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, with the Yankees, I think that we're going to be all right making it to the World Series. I think we definitely need a catcher. That's very important. And once we get to the World Series, you know, anything can happen. You know, the Dodgers are better, but who knows?
They might not be there, though. You know, and I understand that. I do think you should have the mentality, Andrew, of assuming that the Dodgers are going to be there. Until they're knocked off in the National League, you have to assume they're going to be there. But at the same time, you can't necessarily live in fear that they're going to be there because somebody could dethrone them. And then in that case, the Yankees would be obviously in a better position because if we're being honest, there is a gap between the Dodgers and the Yankees, which could be closed a little bit with the return of Judge and Stanton and obviously Fried coming back and a strong deadline. But the Dodgers are still the two-time defending champs here, and they're obviously extremely good. And they, within the margins, they're role players, so to speak, never seem to screw up. And that's one of the big reasons why
yeah,
they
but
are
the
where they
are. The only thing is, like even the three-game series we just had with them, we could have easily won two out of three games, you know?
Right, but
so we could win them in a seven-game series. You know, I'm not predicting that, but I wouldn't be shocked.
But the thing is, Andrew, you have to do all the little things, and you have to do it four times. That's tough to do. It really is. And that's how I felt with the Knicks. I was like, all right, the Spurs might beat them once, maybe twice. They're not beating this Knick team four times. I was very confident in that. Now, the one thing I will say, Andrew, is three in a row, very difficult. Very, very difficult. At some point, maybe luck, maybe something just doesn't go their way, and the Yankees could take advantage of that. And maybe it happens even before they get there. But
yeah, and tell me, talking about the Knicks, I don't know if you remember, one of your first shows I called you up, and together we were talking about it's going to be the Knicks in 26, and we were right. Look at that.
We were right about that. For all the things, Andrew, that everybody wants to remind me about that I'm wrong about, I did get the Yankee stuff down. Maybe I'll get the Yankee stuff down as well. The Knicks stuff I got a year in advance, and we do have audio of it, Knicks in 26, Evan and Tiki, and Evan, to his credit, I think played it on their show. I predicted that, and it ended up coming to fruition. And that was truly one of, if not the, shining moments in the positive Tommy run. You would think it would give me a little bit of leeway with the Mets stuff. I could tell you that from social media. It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. You have to get everything right. All right, well, we'll keep chipping away. We'll keep chipping away here. That's what we do. But yeah, I see the Yankees going to the World Series. It's a weak American League. Now, check back with me in 3 to 4 weeks if the Red Sox haven't lost the game. They're the wild card right now. And by wild card, I mean, Boston could be on the cusp of something really special here. It's possible. Or this could just be, they got super hot. They're going to win 14. And then the next 14 games, they go 7-7. They kind of stick around 500. And maybe they miss out on October. Hard to say. Hard to say. But in a couple of weeks, if Boston is still playing like they're playing right now, they become it's a totally different conversation. Then all of a sudden, there is a team that is for real, there is a team that is very dangerous, and there is a team that could stand in the Yankees' way of getting back to the World Series for the second time in 3 years. And I've been saying that for months. When I looked at the current landscape, meaning throughout those months, I didn't see that team. I thought Tampa was good, not great. The Central, please, it's a joke. And then the American League West, it's an even bigger joke. Therefore, there was really no team that was like Toronto last year that just had the Yankees number and would be formidable foes come the postseason. But now Boston has sort of entered the conversation. They've entered the chat, and we'll see if they can sustain it over the next month. And if they do, then we're going to get Yankees, Red Sox, perhaps again, a repeat from last year. But anytime it's Yankees, Red Sox are both good, it's just better for what we do. It's better for your fandom as a Yankee. You know that, too, as a Yankee fan. You miss the Red Sox being good year in and year out. You always want your rival to be there. It just, there's a little bit extra sizzle. There's a little extra spice. Let's go to Keith in Freehold, New Jersey. He joins us here on After Hours. What's up, Keith?
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing today?
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. What I do have to tell you, though, I got a little bit of a thing when you had said that, you know, not all ice creams are created equal. And before we get to the trade deadline,
no, but all ice cream shops have the same flavors. No, don't they? Pretty much.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a bit of a trip from the city and whatnot. But if you ever find yourself in Princeton, go to a place called the Bent Spoon. I guarantee you, it will be like no other place you've been ice cream flavor wise.
You mean as far as the quality or as far as the sort of variety?
Quality, but more importantly, the variety. But the quality within that variety, people go there. They talk about how it's the same and whatnot. And I'll challenge people. And sometimes, if I'm in the mood, I'll actually bring them some because it's the varieties are. Some of the flavors they have, you would never think that they'd make it happen.
What is the name of it again? I'll do a little deep dive here.
Absolutely. It's called the Bent Spoon.
The Bent Spoon.
Bent Spoon, yep.
Okay.
Bent Spoon.
Uh-huh. I got it.
You check that out, and you tell me. And like I said, you can't obviously get some tonight. I don't know if you can DoorDash it to you. But it's worth a trip every single time. It's one of the most unique ice cream places, I think, anybody would ever go to tell you the truth.
All right, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out here. I appreciate that, Keith. I'm going to look at it in the break to see the flavors. Now, the thing is, for a lot of people, that's great. For me, I'm just super basic when it comes to the flavors I like. I really don't like to go too far off the beaten path. So whether it's a cookie dough or cookies and cream, actually. Well, I like cookie dough, too. Vanilla, chocolate. I like the combination, the swirl, chocolate and vanilla. The one that I had the other night was good. I can't remember the damn name of it. It was vanilla with, I asked Rosenberg an hour ago to look this up, vanilla with peanut butter in it. And it was vanilla, and then there was a word that came after it.
Ripple?
I don't think so. No. I don't think it was
tough without knowing the brand.
Is it, though? Because yes. I was with my wife, and she was...
Because Ben and Jerry might have a different... name than Haagen-Dazs.
It wasn't, it was just a local spot in the town. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't, well, I might admit, I'm sure they make their own ice cream, I assume, so it's just their brand of ice cream. So maybe that's their, but the reason why I don't think it was their name that they put on it is because my wife knew, because I said, ooh, what is that? And she knew what it was. And she doesn't know anything. So the fact that she knew that tells me that everybody knows that. Because if she knows it, everybody knows it. Let's be real. I mean, she knows nothing. But And I say that lovingly. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Positive Tommy here in prime time. We'll continue to take your calls on the Yankees. We'll mix the Mets in to the conversation later on. We'll get into what John Harbaugh had to say about Cam Scataboo and his failed attempt at a backflip at Fanatics Fest. We will also get into Ask Tommy Anything. That's coming up in the next hour. That's your opportunity to ask me whatever you want. It's a weekly segment that we did here early on the show in the first couple of months of existence of After Hours. We got away from it for a little bit because of the sports, because of the Knicks, because of the Yankee games on a nightly basis. But with no Yankee game tonight and having done an Ask Tommy Anything last week, we figured let's keep it rolling for a second straight week. So that'll come up in the next hour. So a lot of sports, a lot of non-sports stuff, a lot of your phone calls in the next few hours at 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 847 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
He likes to hang and bang.
Lugie. Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Lugie evening as we're rolling along here on a big Lugowski, a five-hour After Hours. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will do Ask Tommy Anything. So if you want to line up now, feel free. This is your opportunity to ask me. It can be sports-related stuff, by the way. It can be sports-related. But you have
5 hours, 5 days a week to ask me sports-related questions. This is your 1 hour a week where you could ask me anything you want. I guess there are a couple of topics that are, and I know there are a couple of topics that are off limits, which you could probably guess what they are. And hopefully Rosenberg is smart enough to tell you if you want to talk about that topic to say, hey, this is a topic we're not going to discuss on the air. But outside of a few of those, we will discuss anything and you can ask me anything that's coming up next hour. I normally don't get nuts about uniforms or, hey, we're dropping this new uniform or this road uniform or alternate jersey or this, that, and the other. But I will say this. I do love the Jets' new white helmet. I think it looks awesome. I love the white on white with the top white, the bottom white, the white helmet. I think it's real slick. I think it's real sleek. I think it looks cool. And this idea, they're going to wear it for their first home game, the Jets are, against the Packers. So first home game, which I think is week two. They're on the road week one. They're down in Nashville, right? I think they're playing the, which is amazing, by the way. The Jets playing Saleh in week one. And then week two, they're home against the Green Bay, the Jets are. And they are encouraging, probably the best word to use, their fans to do a whiteout, which I know is more of a Penn State thing, and it's more of a college sports type of thing. But I don't know if Jet fans are going to go along with it. Jet fans will be in better spirits because it's the start of the season and hope sort of will be in the air, especially if you come off a big win. It's funny, that first game, and I said this last year about the Jets, and it ended up being true, even though I caught a lot of flack for it, but I was right, that week one last year would be the Jets Super Bowl. Because of the whole fiasco with Rodgers, I thought the Jets would have their best effort in week one against Pittsburgh, and I was right. It was Justin Fields' best game. It was really the best effort we got from the Jets all year. It was their Super Bowl, the Jets. I feel like this is Saleh's Super Bowl going to this game. And everybody is going to kind of be on, oh, this is the revenge situation for Robert Saleh. They're going to win this game. New regime, new lease on life. Cam Ward played well down the stretch last year. Jets in an off year. Geno Smith at quarterback. This is my read in late July. It can obviously change by the time we get to September 13th. But, and I don't think the Jets are going to win a lot of games. They could win that first one because everybody's going to be on Saleh, revenge, same old Jets. Aaron Glenn is not very good. The whole nine, you know, the storyline going into that game. This is going to be Robert Saleh getting the last laugh. The Jets always get laughed on. Tennessee could have a good year, but you would think it would take some time to kind of get acclimated with Dable down there, with Saleh down there, with a lot of new pieces, a lot of new parts. I think the Jets can win that game. So you'd go into the game two, the first home game. Jet fans could be feeling themselves, want to go through the turnstiles with the peacock, and they may put all the white pants on and the white shirt. Bro, put the white pants on. That could definitely happen. I could see that being a scenario, especially if they win game one, which right now, and it's July, so that could change, as I said, by the time we roll around to that week. But my initial read on it, just like my initial read last year, which ended up being accurate, that Game one, week one against the Steelers was going to be the Jets Super Bowl. I feel like this, in many ways, all the pressure, all the narrative out there will be Robert Saleh is going to beat the Jets. He's going to get his revenge. He's going to stick it to the Jets. And Tennessee is going to get a win. They're going to have a nice year. And the Jets are going to have an abysmal year, which could be the case as far as the direction these two teams go in 2026. But for that week one, as of right now, I see the Jets winning that game, which would lead into this white helmet, white out at home. And I think Jet fans would be a little bit more open to the idea of doing that. Doesn't mean across the board they will, because you tell a New Yorker what to do and he's going to tell you to go scratch. But I think more people will be open to participating in something like that. You're not going to turn it into Happy Valley and Penn State. That's been going on there forever. It's just part of college football. It's what makes college football so great. The atmosphere, the ambiance, the student section, the whole thing. It's part of what makes college football so fun and so exciting and such an awesome watch on Saturdays. And trying to recreate that in the NFL, not always going to happen. But Jet fans will be in good spirits if they get a win in week one. And I'm starting to think they are. It won't be one of many, but it will be one of one. And I think you get a big-time effort from the Jets. I'm just thinking against the grain there. I like to do that.
especially early on in the year, which is unpredictable. Teams haven't gotten into a rhythm. They haven't gotten into a role. And if you're a bad team, you probably haven't, you know, been ravaged with injuries, or you feel like the season's over and you're mentally checked out. It's week one. You're going to be pumped up. You're going to be fired up. And Tennessee brought in a lot of new players. They have a whole new coaching staff. That's a lot to turn into a win right out of the gate. And that's where the Jets could kind of surprise them and beat them in week one. But yeah, I like the helmets. I think it's cool. I like when the Bengals do that, the white on white. I'm a big fan of that. And it's smart for the Jets to do it, kind of to unveil this in July, because July is a very positive month for Jet fans. There seems to be more positive energy and positive thoughts and positive feelings with Jet fans in July. Usually it changes once the season starts, but July always seems to be a very optimistic time of year for Jet fans. So I think unveiling this news in July is a good time to do it, because fans are excited for the season, and training camp basically starts this week. I think rookies report this week, and then next week it gets going. Full-blown training camp, preseason football, which is not everybody's favorite. It's not mine. I'll be totally upfront with you. I mean, I'll watch, I'll react. That's my job. But if it wasn't my job, I got to be honest with you, I wouldn't be watching it. Because to me, it's just, I hope nobody gets hurt. I'm not somebody that's going to break down the final two roster spots. I have what they call a life. So I'm not going to do that. But as far as the preseason, it's just more about getting through it, and it means nothing, because the Giants were the Kansas City Chiefs in their prime last year in the preseason, and the Giants sucked last year. So there's really no correlation between what happens in the preseason as far as wins and as far as how you look to the regular season. But for those starving for any type of football, you will at least get that coming up in August, and then everything gets going by September 13th. And remember, that is the Subway Series. Subway Series is the same weekend as opening weekend. Labor Day's later this year. It's like September 7th, something like that. So college football gets going that weekend. You have the week zero, which is Belichick will be out there, North Carolina, TCU, the game in Dublin in week zero. But to me, week zero is take it or leave it. And I love college football, but that's a take it or leave it week for me. And then the regular season of college football starts Labor Day weekend, of course, with a million games. Obviously, the full slate on Saturday, but also Sunday, Monday, the whole nine, Thursday, Friday. It's just a ton of college football. And then the NFL gets going a week after that.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth.
Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
We'll get into what Harbaugh had to say about Cam Scataboo and the failed attempt at a backflip at Fanatics Fest, which caught a lot of attention, much like when Scataboo went to Monday Night Raw last season after his injury. I gave you my thoughts on it last night. I'll refresh you with those thoughts before we talk about what Harbaugh had to say, just in case you missed what I said last night. But that's coming up later on in the show. Next hour, though, it is Ask Tommy Anything. And if you want to call about other stuff, too, you can. But we will have Ask Tommy Anything questions next hour, which can be anything your wildest mind wants to think about. You could ask me. Obviously, Rosenberg will screen you. But whatever it is that you want to ask me, you could do that next hour. Plus your takes on sports, the trade deadline, football if you want to get in, Giants, Jets as well. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep. Graybar does that.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.